Vaitern Shas, we are in Daf Mem Aleph, picking it up three lines down, Amar Rav Ashi. So we discussed yesterday, it started on Mem Amud Beis, a discussion of Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan about how you can go ahead and transfer Kedusha onto something. Just a quote from yesterday, he says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ein Shvias Mischaleles El Derech Mekach. The only way that you can go ahead and take, if you have Shemitah fruit, and to get that the Kedusha of the Shemitah fruit onto the money, is through some sort of sale. And if I buy the fruit, so then the money that I bought the fruit with, it becomes Kedusha Shvias. That's the only way of doing it. Rabbi Yochanan Amri, he said, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul. Either way, whether it's through sale or it's just a stam, straight up Chilul, which means I'm mechalal it onto it. I don't have to do it through buying it, but I could transfer the Kedusha onto it. That as well is going to work. Now, this, let's pick up from today. We are now on Mem Aleph, three lines down, Amar Rav Ashi. Machlokas, the machlokas that we had between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokas b'fri rishon. That's talking about only by the first pre. Rashi says, b'piris shviyasu to Amar Rav Elazar, der chilul, lo mishum de darish smuchen. Their machlokas is only with the first original stuff that you're buying. Aval, but pre-sheni, but with the pre-sheni. In other words, the secondary thing, meaning the money itself. When I go and I buy, if I take money and I buy an apple that has peir shvius, so now the pre-sheni is the money itself. It takes on the next level that it takes on to it itself. This money, divrei kol bein derech mekach, bein derech chilo. If I want to now remove the Kedusha from that onto something else, then everyone's going to agree. Even Rabbi Elazar would agree that I could do that even through a state of Chilul, and I wouldn't have to go and do it through any sort of Mekach. Says the Gemara, I want to Ketani, Lokach, Lokach. When we were learning Rabbi Elazar yesterday, we showed that the only way to do it is through buying it, and we saw the case of you bought this, and if you bought that, and if you bought the other, and you kept going on with different examples of meat, and then fish, and then wine, and then oil, and they kept using the Lashon of Lakach, meaning it has to be done through buying, through Mekach, and it can't be done through Chilul. What are you going to do with that? No. That's not what it means. I did the Tani Reisha Lakach since, and the original one, it says Lakach, which he does hold. And that's what the Mechalkis is. Rabbi Elazar says, in the very first transfer of Perish Shvias of that apple that you're putting onto the money, that has to be done through Mekach. Once it started like that, it's a Tani Nami Sefer Lakach. Therefore, in the Sefer also, use the Lashon of Lakach. But even in the Sefer, but in Chinami, that it wouldn't have to be that way. It would even be able to be done if it's not through Mekach, but even just through Chilul in the second one. Eser Avinu Rav Ashi. Now we're going to knock off what we just said and really flip around the whole thing. Eser Avinu Rav Ashi. Mishesh lo sela shel shvias. We know, we have a braisa which says that if a person is a sela of shvias, the type of coin is sela, and you have that is shvias is on it. Ubikesh likach bo chaluk, and you want to go ahead and you want to buy a shirt with that. Rashi points out, ve'inu yachal, you couldn't do that. That Torah amr la'achla b'tochazman, you have to be able to use up the pair of shvias within the time that's necessary, a certain amount of time. Ve'lo l'schor, v'zeh meskayim l'shan haba, and now you're going to buy it on the shirt, it's going to put on the kiddush on it, and it's going to retain it even for the next year. So Ketzi Yasa, what should he do if he wants to use this money of shvias and buy the shirt? This is what he should do. He should go to a chen v'ni, a storekeeper that knows him well. Rashi explains why do you have to have someone who knows you well. He's going to do what you want. He's going to work a little shtick with you. You say to him, give me fruit for the value of a sela. Oh, so take a look. This sela is pears, has shvius on it, right? And he says, give me the fruit, give me an apple with it. So he says, no problem. And he gives it to him. So what happens is, guy gives the storekeeper the sela, and storekeeper gives him apples. V'chozer v'omer lo, and then the guy says back to him, guy says to him, you know what? Hare peris alala nesulun l'chab matana. Here, take this back as a matana. Take it back. It's yours. V'hu omer lo, haylecha sela zub matana. Here, you take your coin back as a gift. V'hala and what you just did by doing that is you've now deconsecrated the coin through this sale, which goes on to those apples. And now, when those apples have perish shvius now, but the coin itself doesn't, and you could use it in order to go and buy whatever coat, clothing, whatever you want. I'm going to read out the Rashi for you as he says, what is the shtick he does? He says, Harei Peris Halalu. Rashi says, these Peris Shemachartali that you sold to me, Shahayu Shel Chulin, they were Chulin. The Nichnasu Le Kedusha Shvias. Now they become Shvias because the money was Shvias and it went on to this through Mekach, right? Through some sort of sale. Nesudin Lechabatam, I'm giving to you as a gift. The Ochel Sam is Shvias, but you have to make sure you eat it in the Kedusha Shvias. The Achen being the storekeeper, Omelo, he says, Vani Nosin Lecha Sela Chulin. I'm going to give you the seller of Chulin. She yotze lechulin matana, since it went to Chulin through transferring it onto the fruits. I'm going to give you as a matana. Ubav lokech me also sell a koma shiir, so he can use it whatever he wants. V'chein v'ni yochal aperos b'toras shvias. Chen has to eat that b'toras shvias. Now, what's the point? Where's the kasha? The kasha is va'acha depreshenu. We know that the money over here is clearly pre-sheni. It can't be that it's the original thing. Why? Because we know that the only thing that could actually be rishon is actually peros, actually fruits from the ground itself. That is able to go ahead and be the actual original one, the rishon. But the money, this that you have over here, how did it become perishviyas? How did it become shviyas on it? Only because someone used the money in order to buy these fruits, and now it had it. And what do we say nonetheless? V'katani derech mekach in derech chilul lo. And what happened? We have to get a chenvini and it's all shtikot Torah, buy it from him and do the whole thing. Why would you have to do such a thing? I don't understand. Didn't you say that if it's sheni, you could just do it through chilul? Why do you have to do all the monetary buying stuff? The fact that you're doing the buying stuff must be that even with sheni, it still could only go off by mekach. Oh, what are you going to say now? Ella in a chinami. He says, you're right. We knocked it off. Ella, Ravashi, let's flip it. Machlokes b'prisheni. The machlokes in Rav Elazar Rabbi Yochanan is about the prisheni, about whether or not you could do through mekach alone or even through chilul, as Rav Yochanan would say. However, avalba pre-rishon, when it comes to pre-rishon, divriya kol derech mekach in derech chilolo. Everyone agrees, even Rav Yochanan, which we said yesterday, Rav Yochanan said you could even do it through derech chilol, that's only by perisheni. But by pre-rishon, even he would agree that you're not allowed to be mechalat stama to something. The only way to transfer it is through some sort of mekach, some sort of sale. So, in fact, the Gemara, I have a hodl katani, echad shivias vechad meiser sheni, which he brought as a raya for Rav Yochanan, said both shivias and meiser sheni. It could be done through chilul. What are you going to do with that? How does that make any sense? He says, no, my shvias, what do we mean over there when he said shvias? That statement, it meant demei shvias, which basically is sheni, pre-sheni. That's what it meant, demei shvias. Don't think it meant shvias mamish, as in the fruit, it means the money of shvias. Says the Gemara, now, hold it. Oh, and I proved to you that it has to be that it's actually talking about Demei Shvias and not Shvias itself. You know why? Because if you don't say this is the case, then Meiser Mamish, when I spoke about Meiser Sheni in that statement over there, that it says, Shvias, Echad Shvias, Echad Meiser Sheni, that you can go ahead and you're allowed to be Mechalalit. Well, you want to say that it means Meiser Sheni Mamish? V'haksiv, but we know the Pasuk says, V'tzarta kesef biyodecha, which means the only way to be podem actual meiser sheni is to be podem onto a coin v'tzarta, that is something which has an image on it, and that's the only way to do it. But we said earlier, Rashi says meiser mamish b'tamia. We said yesterday you could go and put this onto a behemah chayim v'of, and we know the meiser sheni you can't. It's got to be in a coin itself. So therefore, ella demei meiser. It must mean demei meiser, which is already secondary shtickle, and achanami demei shvias, this secondary point, and that's why you're allowed to do it and be mechalalit even straight up. Rabbi Yochanan would say. But when it comes to the first degree, that can only be done through Mekach. So, l'sikum, we know Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan are both going to agree that if you have Perush Shvias, and you want to now be Mechal of that onto something else, you can't be Mechal of it. The only way to transfer the Kedusha, and it doesn't even mean transfer. The original thing retains its Kedusha always. It's only the second one, or to the second one to get the Kedusha, has to be done through Mekach. That's the only way of doing it. And the machlokas comes up when you're dealing with the secondary thing. And then you have, let's say, the money now, and you want to go and bring that onto other things, which will actually bring it back to chulin. That's where the machlokas comes in. Can it be done even through chilul, kontra Yochanan, or Rabbi Lezer, only through mekach? That's how we end off. Period. Next Mishnah. Zuck the next Heilige Mishnah. Barishono ya lulav nita b'mikdash shiva. It used to be that they would bring the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days. Rashi points out, v'lo b'gvulin zayinyom, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Not in Yerushalayim, only the Beis HaMikdash itself. U'b'medina yom echad, and Yerushalayim would be done 1 day. U'lakachtam lachem b'yom harishon. So there, it would have to be brought for 1 day. It's got to be brought there. But at the end of the pasuk, it says, u'smachtam l'fnei Hashem l'kecha shivas yamim, that means l'fnei Hashem l'kecha means in the Beis HaMikdash, that was done for 7 days. Mishachara, but unfortunately, Rabbi said we needed to tshuva. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then his kin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, she'ilulav nita b'medina shiva zeichel mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, at this point we're going to understand, means he set up that it should be, that the lulav is taken in the Medina, meaning even in Yerushalayim, for 7 days, Zecher LeMikdash, in order to remember that which was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And V'sheyom Henef Kulo Aser, and that the day of waving is entirely Aser. What in the world are we talking about? So we've discussed this many, many times. Baruch Hashem, there's something known as Chadash and something known as Yashan. And that is that any crop, any grain that grows after the 16th of Nisan, anything that goes after the 16th of Nisan is considered new crop. It's called Chadash. And you're not allowed to eat it until the following 16th of Nisan, which when, at that point, we bring what's known as the Karban Omer. And you bring the Karban Omer, and then you could have all that stuff that was Yashan, that was Chadash, I mean new stuff, now takes on the status of Yashan, old stuff, and now it is mutter to eat. Now, when it comes at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when we used to bring the Karban Omer, so then you weren't allowed to eat any of this new stuff, you know, the stuff that was called Chadash, doesn't become Yashad and Mutter to eat until you actually bring the Karban. However, when the Beis HaMikdash was no longer there, when it was destroyed, and now we have that, we can't bring the Karban anymore, so really, Midoraisa, you're allowed to go ahead and eat the from the 16th itself, from the morning, from the day starts. However, we find over here that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that the day of Hanif, which is the day of waving, one of the processes they used to do, was to wave the Karban. On that day, Kulo Aser, you can't eat it for the entire day. Even though Midoraisa you can, we say you're not allowed to eat it for the entire day. Okay, Zok the Heilige Gemara. Minolan Davdinan Zecher LeMikdash. Where do we get this idea that we do this concept of Zecher LeMikdash? Amar Rav Yochanan says, the Amar Kra, because it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Ki ale arucha lach, umimakusayich erpaich ne'um Hashem, ki nidacha karu lach, yitzion, hi doresh en la. So the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, that I'm going to make, Ki ala arucha lach, I'm going to make something for you, something that will heal you, and from your makkah, from your wound, I'm going to heal, Num Hashem, says Hashem, for they called you a one that is pushed away, and Sion, meaning Yerushalayim, nobody is dorish for her. No one's reaching out for her. Says the Gemara, dorish einla. There's no one that's seeking for her. That's mechlal deboyadrisha. That implies that you have to be do something to seek for her. Do something to remember her. And therefore, we dash in. What we do over here is that you bring the base. We do the lulav that we used to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, zok the next part of the Mishnah. V'shei yom ena for the day of waving. Is going to be also the entire day of eating. My timer. Why? What's pshat? Mehera yibana beis hamidash. The beis hamidash should be rebuilt steadily, speedily in our day. V'yomru, and what's going to end up happening? If we allow the people to go ahead and do it, even though midaraisa, you're allowed to do it on that day from already sunrise on the 16th. If you let them do it, then what's going to happen is v'yomru, the next year we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. V'yomru, they're going to say, well, ashtakad milo achanu behayir bezach, didn't we go ahead and eat it immediately when it became the daytime? Hashanam inecho, we're going to do this also. V'inu lo yodi, the ashtakad lo yodi, the Beis HaMikdash, they're not going to be pens. In fact, there was no Beis HaMikdash then. And therefore, And that's why here mizachiter was mutter right away to eat it. But hashle the Beis HaMikdash omer matir. Now we have the Beis HaMikdash. Only the carbon omer itself is going to be matir, and therefore to not come to that issue of Yochanan ben Zakkai said that they don't eat it the entire day of the 16th, and no one will accidentally eat it when we have the Beis HaMikdash before the carbon is brought. Frak the Gemara. The Ibn Emas. Now, when exactly are you worried that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, that this issue is going to arise? Elaim with the Ibn Bishisar, if you say that, well, it's going to be rebuilt on the Bishisar, which means on the 16th day itself, that's going to be on the 16th. So then, what are you worried about? Hare, by the time it was already built, it was already mutter midaraisa to have that morning. Hare hitter heir mizrach, because it wasn't yet built then. Therefore, there's no problem if they ate it. Allah debne bechamesar. What you're worried about is it going to build it on the 15th. Okay, so what's the problem in such a case if you go do it on the 15th? Why is it that you're going to say the 16th, the entire day, you can't eat it? Let it be, you can eat it from chatzos and on. Because by then, for sure, they're going to already go ahead and have done and brought the carbon. So like, let's say, even when we know the Beis HaMikdash, it should be from chatzos, it should be fine. But the hot tonight, because we learned in the Mishnah, harechokim mutarin mechatzos hayom. This is ulahalan and on. It's talking about even during the times of Beis HaMikdash. Those are far from the Beis HaMikdash. They can have from chatzos and on. Lefi she'ein beis din misatzlamo. Because beis din are not at sale and not lazy in getting this stuff done. And therefore, it should be already from chatzos. It should be fine. That's the Gemara. So why are you saying the whole day is aser? Lo tzricha debni bilelia. What we're worried about is it's going to be rebuilt on the night of the 16th. On the night, not the 15th, but when it turns the 16th at night. Inami samach l'shkiyas l'chama, or it's going to be on the 15th right before shkia. So what's the problem? The problem is that there's not enough time to go ahead and to cut the omer until it's going to be already the daytime. And there's a lot of stuff, steps have to be done. You have to dry it, and you have to go ahead and get off and separate everything and gather it together and then grind it to berichayim, Rashi says, and then they do a hanafa. You have to dap it. You have to sift it with 13 sifters, and 13 times, like we say. And this is something which you maybe are not going to be able to do for the beginning of the night. You're not going to be able to bring it before chatzos. You may need to bring it after chatzos, and therefore do not do it until later, right? Until the difference is going to be usher the entire day. Rashi is pointed out over there. Hold on one second. I thought we were going to rebuild the base on Migdash during the night. What are you talking about? We don't do that. And he goes to a whole spiel over there. He ends off by saying, he brings up another question about the being Docha Yontif and building on Yontif, and how could you do that? If it's the 15th, we know this is already Pesach, and you can't build on the 15th. He says, nah, that's only talking about Beis HaMikdash that's going to be built to be Day Adam. But we know that the Mikdash Ha'aseh, Shanim Mitzapim, we're waiting for. Beis HaShem, we're waiting for. It's going to be already, it's already built, and it's already ready to go, and it's going to be revealed, and it's going to come from Shemayim. As the Pasuk says, Mikdash Hashem, Koron Yedecha, that was already set up and ready to go. All right, but nonetheless, that's why he said you can't do it the whole 16th, because if it ends up coming down Mishamayim in the 15th, then in order to get the Omer already, we're not going to be have it in time to be done, for the 16th, and therefore you have to wait until the actual Omer is done, and maybe it's done towards the end, so for the 17th it's going to be okay. Another answer to this question of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai when he said that you can't eat it all 16th. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rav Yehuda Amra. He said it within the world of Rabbi Yehuda. And what does that mean? The Amar minator hu the aser. Really, it's aser to eat midaraisa the entire day of the 16th until it becomes the night, which then becomes the 17th. D'chsev, because the pasuk pretty much says straight up, beep, turn the page. Amem Aleph and Beis. An Etzem Yom Hazeh. You're not allowed to go ahead and eat from the new stuff until Etzem Yom Hazeh. And Rashi says, Kol Hayom, Kori Etzem Yom, which means the entire day you can't. Ad Itzumah Shel Yom. V'kasavar Ad V'ad Bechlau. That means it's including everything till the end of the 16th. And that's why he says that you're not allowed to do it. Says Gemara, Mi Savar Le Kavasei.
Hold on a second. Is that really true? You're telling me Rav Yochanan Zakkai is working in the world of Rav Yehuda? He argues on him. The Tanya, we're learning in a the Tanan. He switches to Tanan. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, a Mishnah in Menachos. Yeah. Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, the Mishnah was destroyed. Hiskin Rav Yochanan Zakkai, she yom head of Kulo Aser. The entire day it was Hiskin. He set up that whole thing is going to be Aser. Rav Yehuda says, Valomena Torah Aser? Isn't really Aser from the Torah? Right, so what are you talking about? The chesiv aretzam ayom hazeh, adi suma shel yom. So we see that he argues on him. He says, no. Rabbi Yehuda hu dekotoi. Rabbi Yehuda is making a mistake with Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said. Who savar midor abanan kamer? He thought Yochanan Zakkai was coming midor abanan to say he's going to be usher the entire day. Velovi, that's not true. Midor reisa kamer. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was saying it's in isidor reisa to have it the whole day. I have a Hiskin kamer, but it says Hiskin. Hiskin is loshen as he was masakin and he set it up and it was his durabanan. My Hiskin, and what does that mean? It means Darash v'Hiskin. He darshin, Rashi says, Hamikra, Anvad Bechal v'Hiskin, Lafishayu Regil and Lecha, meaning Rashi, Chadash Mechatzos Alolan, Kishayu Abbe Samin Eskayim, Anachshav Hutzuch Lesakin, if we had to be Mesakin, to explain that no, this is a Daraisa shtickle and not a Midarabanan shtickle. So there's two ways that we learn it. Either we learn it's a Durabanan thing, or we say it's in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's really a Doraisa thing. And even though it says Hiskin, it just means Darsh for Hiskin. He just Darsh, and he spoke out that this is something which is a Doraisa shtickle. Okay, Zakhtin, next Mishnah. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. Let's say the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. And Rashi says, Damrinan L'Kaman, D'docha Mitzvah Lulav Shabbos B'Yom Tov HaRishon Levado. It only knocks off Shabbos if it's the first day itself. So Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechal Lios B'Shabbos falls on Shabbos. Kol ha'am. What did they do? Molichin es lulavim leveis hagenesis. They would bring all of their lulavim to shul. This is on Erev Shabbos, they would do, Rashi says. L'macharas, the next day, mashkinum bo, and they would come to shul there. Kol echad v'echad makir shalo v'noto. They all recognized their lulav and esrog, and they would go out and they would take their own lulav and esrog. And then, mipnei sh'arim ha'chacham ha'chacham said, ein adam yotze yidei chavasa b'yom tov ha'rishon b'luvo shel chadero. You're not able to be yotze with the lulav of your friend, yom tov rishon. It's got to be yours. But the rest of the days of the Chag of Sukkot, then Adam Yotze de Chavosa Lulav Shechavero, you are Yotze with your friends Lulav. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. Let's say you find that the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. And what happens is, v'shachach, and a person forgets, v'hotzias alulav v'shusarabim, he brings his lulav out to his shusarabim, which that is a problem. It's a doraisa, because he can't be motzi from his shusayachim v'shusarabim. And he does such a thing, what's the din? Putter. He doesn't have to bring a carbon. Whoa! He doesn't bring a carbon. Why? Mipnei shehotzio birishus, because he took it out with rishus. Now, what does that mean? Says Rashi, birishus mitzvah means rishus mitzvah. That shayu tarid b'mitzvah. You're so busy with the mitzvah. Umechashev. And he's thinking about it. Va'asukum emayla. So he's so excited to do it. Because of that, toy made a mistake. Rebosha, you made a mistake. V'shachach shu Shabbos. V'kasav Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi holds. Ta b'tavar mitzvah. If you made a mistake with the tavar mitzvah, v'shagging and did a shogging, b'davar kares, or something that would be kares, potter mikarbon. You're potter from bringing a carbon. Fascinating, because you're too busy with thinking of the mitzvah itself. Zok the Gemara. Minani mili. Where do we know this from? Rashi says, "Deinam yotzei v'lulav shel chaveru." You're not yotzei with your friend's lulav. The Torah Rabbanan, because we learned in a brayse, ulakach them, and you shall take. Shetei lekicha biad kol echad v'echa. That everyone should go ahead, and they should be taking a lulav and esrog, all the stuff. Lachem, misha lachem. It's got to be yours. Lahotzi as a shol, as a gazel. This is to exclude something that's borrowed or something that's stolen. Mikanan v'chacham v'chacham said, "Einam yotzei dechavasu b'yom tov rishon shel chag b'lulav shel chaveru." You're not going to be yotzei with your friend's lulav on the first day of Chag. Elim Kain, Nasalam Matana, unless he gave it to you as a gift, as a Matana. And we have a story to tell you. Story time. Maisa, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Azai, Rabbi Akiva, Shahi, Abai, Messina were on a boat, and this is on Sukkot. It was the first day of Sukkot. Veloy, Lulav, Elil, Rabbi Gamliel, Bavad. Only Rabbi Gamliel had a Lulav. He's the only one who had it. And Shalachub, Elif Zuz, he bought it for 1,000 Zuz. My friends, that is a lot of cash. Lotta, Rabbi Gamliel, Vyatsa, Rabbi Gamliel, he took it, he was Yotzi with it. Unasal Rabbi Yeshua ben Natana, he gave it to Rabbi Yeshua as a gift. Not to Rabbi Yeshua ben Yatsab Elohi, he was Yotzev ben Nasal Rabbi Elazar ben Yatsab ben Natana. Not to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ben Yatsab Elohi, Nasal Rabbi Natana, Rabbi Akiva. Not to Rabbi Akiva ben Yatsab Elohi, he did it. Nechziru Rabbi Gamliel, and then he returned it to Rabbi Gamliel. What do you see? It's got to be given as a gift, and you can't be using something which is borrowed or it's going to be stolen or something like that. Says the Gemara, Lomeli the Memech Zero. Why do you have to end off the story by saying, and he returned it to Rebbe Gamliel? Why is that relevant? Rashi says, Man Lemeda Mech Zorazu, the Itzrich Tanel Lemistayan Lemistisan. Why do you have to go and tell us that? What are we learning? Milsag of Orche Kamashlon is coming that teaches a din along the way. And what is that? Matana Almanas Lachzir Shma Matana. A gift that's given unconditioned to return it is considered a matana. Tana, ki hadam Rav Avi, like Rava said, ha heilach esrog zeh almanas tachzireuli. Take this esrog, but on condition that you are going to return it to me. You have to return it to me. Not the v'yatzabo. He takes it and he goes and he uses it. He yotze echziru. If he doesn't give it back to him, then yotze. He's going to be yotze. But lo echziru lo yotze. If he doesn't return it to him, he's not yotze. Rashi says echziru lo yotze. The matana almanas lachzir, a gift on condition to return it, is considered a matana. If I echziru lo. If he doesn't return it, then it's considered retroactively as if it was a lulav a gazel, and therefore not yotze. Why do I have to tell us that he bought it for 1,000 zuz? To show you how much they love mitzvos. Wow. Amrle Mar Bara Meimar Rav Ashi, he said, Abba Tsluye Kamet Slebe. He used to daven while holding it. Rashi says, Kashay Mispalel, Hayalulva Biyado. You'd hold the lulav. Mirov Chibos, he loved it so much. A love, Hayam Mispalel, how much he was beloved to him. That's what he used to do. In fact, the Gemara, hold on a second. He daven while holding a lulav? Mesve. Lo yochas adam tefillin biyado. A person shouldn't hold tefillin in his hands. V'sefer Torah b'cheiko, or a sefer Torah he shouldn't be holding on his chest. V'yispal and daven. V'lo yashem me'mayim, and he shouldn't go ahead, and while he's wearing tefillin, he shouldn't go, while he's holding tefillin, he shouldn't use the bathroom. V'lo yishan, meaning to machan a pish. V'lo yishan me'am, v'lo shenis keva, v'lo shenis arai. He can't sleep in them, not as shenis keva or as shenis arai. And again, we explained that earlier meant, because Rashi points out, because you're going to drop them. V'amr Shmuel, Shmuel says, sakin, uka'ura, kikar, umos, a knife and a bowl. She's like a bowl of food. Kikar, a loaf of bread, umos, and money. Hare elu kayotzman. These are things which are just like that as well. Rashi goes through each one of these things. A sakin you can't daven with. Why? Because we're worried that maybe you're going to be worried that maybe it's going to fall and it's going to stab you in the foot. V'yiska lo baraglo. Vikara, if it's full of food. And money, said that your word is going to come to scatter. You're going to drop it. And kikar, if it falls, it's going to become nimas and disgusting. You can't daven these things because you can't concentrate. So how was he able to go ahead and hold a lulav while he was davening? He was not able to go ahead and concentrate. Says Gemara, I'll tell you the difference. Hasam lav mitzvah ninu. All those other things, it's not a mitzvah to hold, and therefore it's like a mass, it's like a burden, and you're going to be turred, and you're going to be thinking about that, and it's going to be hard for you, and you're going to be guarding it, and you're not going to be able to concentrate. Utarid bahu. But hacha mitzvah ninu. Velo tarid bahu. This is a mitzvah, and therefore you're not considered turred, and you're able to concentrate. And that's why he was able to go ahead and daven while holding it. Tanya Oiva Bryce, which brings out similar ideas. Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik Omer, Kachoyu Minhagun Shal Anshe Yushalayim. This is the minhag of Anshe Yushalayim. It's talking about on Sukkot, as we'll see. Adam Yotzi Mi Beis of Lulav Biyado. A person go out of his house holding his lulav. Holy Chabesa Knesses, Lulav Biyado. He'd go to shul, lulav is in his hand. Kore Kriyashma, he would read Shema, Umispal Ali would daven, Lulav Biyado. Kore Batorah, but no says Kapov, he'd read from the Torah, and he would do Nisias Kapayim, he would do Birchas Kohanim. What would he do then? Manichal. You put it down. Why? Because you have to go ahead and put down the lulav, because you have to be golah l'sefer Torah and open it. You have to roll it and open it up. And you put it on the ground. Hold it, and you can't, obviously can't do nesias kapayim. You can't be birchas kohanim holding it in your hand. He would go ahead and he would be menachem avel, and he would go to be mevaker cholim, and he would be holding the lulav in his hand. Nichlas beis hamedrash. He would go into the beis hamedrash. He would give it over to his kids to go get rid of it. Rashi says, why not get rid of it, but to go ahead and he would give it to them to take it to watch it for him. Rashi says, why? Because Tarud b'shmeitz of Yipol Miyad, he's so busy with his learning, he's going to drop it, Chalila. My Kamash Milan, why are you telling me all this? To teach us how quick they are and how much beloved they were to mitzvahs. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.